Congratulations, producer Porkchop, a song that came on his car when he was riding around with a bunch of his buddies. One dude's like, what, are you gay? And who would know that one day, yes, he would in fact be bisexual. So,
I guess I maybe was the whole time. I just didn't realize
it. You just
it.
Weren't out of the closet.
Yeah.
That's
well,
okay.
Now you are, and you're never going back. So good one there today with the Backstreet Boys. I want it that way. Tomorrow's category, we already know it's a Thursday, so we will be doing Throwback Thursday. But hey, we really would appreciate it if you could slide into our DMs, Joe and Mackenzie. Follow the show, follow everybody on there, and let us know what we should do for Friday. Maybe a good song to kind of kick off the weekend. Maybe that's an idea. I don't want to clout your judgment. I just want to say, hey, give us what you got, because we love your suggestions. All right, we're about to get into what we're into, but I want to let you know a bunch of stuff that's coming up. We're going to get to the tea in less than like 7 minutes with Mackenzie. Looking forward to that. Also, we have to talk about something. Did you guys see that text from Porkchop last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I tried to avoid it.
Porkchop, wow. He did something that mortified his boyfriend. We'll explain more of that. And then, of course, later this hour, we're going to be doing the boxer shame. Hey, Porkchop, that also involves you.
Yay.
Yay. We should make him do something with Porkchops because his name is Porkchop.
Ooh, I have some ideas, but I don't know if they're allowed to be on Instagram. Nothing
okay.
to do with nipple. Nothing to do with nipple. Not that. So, all right. I think this has gotten awkward. So let's do it. This is what we're into.
I'm into it. I like it like that. That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
I'll kick things off today. What we're into, by the way, we share this on our Instagram story. We put a swipe up link and we put a blog up. Give us a little bit of time. We're busy here. We can't do everything at once. It's at joeandmackenzie.com, so you can check it out. And we really do appreciate when if you give us feedback, maybe you tried something we recommend, if you liked it, but also suggest stuff. Hey, we're only four people. We don't know everything. Maybe there's something that we need to share with other people that are part of the show that listen, just like you. Now, myself, I am trying to read more and I've been kind of on and off. I was trying to read like a chapter a day of this book I'm into, and it's been like 3 days since I picked it
I'm
up.
I'm proud of you.
But the other day I read like three chapters, so I'm kind of on pace to finish this book within 2 weeks. It is by a guy named Dan Harris. If the book, if his name sounds familiar, he was on ABC. He actually still is. He was a reporter. He did a bunch of stuff, but famously though, and this is kind of what the book's all about, he had a mental breakdown or just like a panic attack live on TV. And it was just absolutely insane. And at the time, there was a lot of things going into that. The stress of him trying to rise in his career and do more on TV, always working. He was also compensating by doing drugs on the side. And it's a really bad mixture, but he's always had anxiety, always had to be the best. Now, minus the drugs and cocaine part, because I'm afraid to try anything. I kind of relate to that. And I guess the way I looked at life, and it's refreshing to see how he had that ultimate meltdown and how it changed him. And he says, meditating, not to give away the whole book. There's way more to that, though. But he talks to all these different people and spiritual people. And that he said, it doesn't make your life like perfect, but he says it makes you about 10% happier.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend that book. If you're like me, go to your library, get it for free. But we'll probably put a swipe up link where you can buy the thing, too. But it's called 10% Happier by Dan Harris. I'm about halfway through and I really am enjoying the book. It's a good read.
And if you're intimidated by meditating, just try a little. Try 5 minutes and then go to 10 minutes.
Let's do it right now. Hold on.
Quiet your mind. This is intense.
Sorry, let me turn down. I don't know. That's how you meditate.
That was good.
Thank you. We did five seconds,
and then next time we'll try 10.
I do in and out, calmer. But my nose is all clogged right now. It's hard to meditate. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into?
Okay, so I have a bunch of these apps because I cannot sleep, like many people, in pure silence. It drives me insane. So if you don't have access to a fan, because sometimes I have to spend the night at my parents' house and if my sitter's not available because I don't want my little girl to wake up with a butt crack like we do. So I need to get this. You need to get this app if you're like me. It's the bedtime fan white noise sound. Here it is. So basically, it just mimics the sound of a fan, and it's awesome. And the cool thing is you can set, like we were just talking about how everyone here sets alarms. It has a sleep timer. You can just set it like, okay, I'm going to get, 7 hours of sleep, whatever, and then the fan will turn off when your time is done.
It's
super relaxing.
I've never understood, like, I do like to have a fan on in my room, but my wife does the same thing you do, where she'll have, like, a white noise thing. And I never can sleep with those sound things. Like, they never work for me, but it works for you. That's great.
Yes.
That honestly is so calming.
All right. What about you, Pork Chop? What are you into?
I am into voodoo.
Like
a voodoo doll?
Like stabbing needles into
Is
stuff?
Is that why Joe got hurt yesterday? Because you chopped off his voodoo doll?
Yeah, where'd you stab me?
No. V-U-D-U. It's an app where you can watch free movies.
What?
Yeah, I don't have internet or like cable at home yet, which I will get soon. So I downloaded this app called Voodoo, V-U-D-U. And me and my boyfriend the other night watched Rat Race. It's a movie from 2001.
I love that movie! I watched it as a kid, yes. And it was like the only PG-13 movie my mom would let me watch.
Same here.
Wow.
I'm looking right now. Yes.
It says It Chapter 2 is available on Vudu.
Oh, no way.
Over 150,000 movies online.
Wow.
I mean, if they want me as their spokesperson, call me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm into.
That's cool.
Live the Rubber, what about you?
I'm into something like I've loved them forever, but I just got a brand new pair, just some white classic Vans. It's perfect just going to like the gym and changing into like the shoes that you work out into. Also, like if I just want to be casual and wear like jeans and like a cute like, you know, crop sweatshirt, Vans are just like the perfect shoe to go with it always. And you can wear them during winter and you can wear them during summertime. They're
Where do you
perfect.
Like to get your Vans? Like do you go at like Van shops or
no,
somewhere else?
I get mine online and they always run a little bit bigger. So I always go down like half a size when I order mine as well.
Do you know the Vans shoe song?
No. What is that?
I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
Thank you for that. That was the best tease of my life. Okay. Hey, that is the what we're into. You can check it out online. Go to joeandmackenzie.com, and we'll put a swipe up link on our IG story. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, let's see. Michael Douglas, major spoiler alert, he let something slip. Plus, Emilia Clarke, did she like getting nude in Game of Thrones? We'll find out.